Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Wednesday morning, October 4th. Davenport police are looking into threats posted on social media regarding a possible shooting at a high school. According to a news release, the department has been in contact with administrators from North High School and the Davenport School District. Police say similar posts have been made in the Des Moines area, so the agencies are working together to determine if there are any connections between the threats. Anyone with information should contact the Davenport Police Department by calling 563-326-6125 or submitting an anonymous tip via the City Connect Davenport, Iowa mobile app. The move to a new building is going smoother than expected for some Moline children and their teachers displaced by a fire. That's the opinion of Moline Superintendent Lanty McGuire 2 days after transferring 270 students and 20 staff from Franklin Elementary to the former WIU building on 60th Street. But he says it may take some time to arrange transportation for the children.
Right now, you know, we're trying to work through those students that used to walk to school or their parents would live really close to school, so we were busing them, but it's a lot more than we anticipated. So just getting them to school on time and so forth on the bus, because we're not a busing district, so this is new to a lot of us.
McGuire says the new building has more than enough classrooms and there's space for phys ed, but not with the large, high-ceilinged gym they're used to. As for Franklin, cleanup continues at the 65-year-old school. A school in Houston damaged by Hurricane Harvey will get some welcome help thanks to students at a school in Rock Island. Herb Trix reports.
Today, donations collected at Eugene Field Elementary School will be loaded, then leave for Texas on Friday. The leader of the effort is third-grade teacher Cindy Arkebauer, and she says she heard about the damage suffered by Raul Martinez Elementary in Houston through a friend.
And they were specifically looking for school supplies, cleaning supplies. Many of the homes in the area that service these children were completely destroyed. The homeowners lost all of their clothing.
Her students started raising money for the school with a car wash and lemonade stand, then held a fall festival at the school.
Besides the school library partially being destroyed, 5 teachers had all of their classroom books just completely destroyed by the flooding waters. And as you know, a lot of teachers spend their own money in their classroom. So besides kids helping kids, teachers wanted to help teachers too.
The students and staff at Eugene Field School ended their drive by raising more than $4,000 and collected 10,000 to 15,000 items of clothing and school and cleaning supplies. After loading them this afternoon, Arkebauer and her husband plan to drive the donations to Houston on Friday. I'm Herb Trix.
A warehouse and distribution company from Ohio may boost the economy of Rock Falls and Whiteside County. Robinson Investments, based in the city of Bellefontaine, has bought the former Stanley Black & Decker plant that's been vacant for nearly 8 years. The Whiteside County Economic Development Office says the 640,000-square-foot building is located on 124 acres, just a quarter mile from Interstate 88. Robinson Investment currently operates 4.6 million square feet of warehousing, manufacturing, and commercial space throughout the country, and is looking for tenants for what it will call the I-88 Distribution Center. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.